Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, the 21st day of August, 2013. You know, it seems like we were just talking about it being January 1st, 2013, and we're 8 months into the year already. But we're talking about some special events that are coming up a couple of days from now and then about a week and a half from now. Let's start, first of all, with the Central Missouri Dietetic Association. We have Katie Foster and Jenny Nordstrom. Welcome to Radio Friends, ladies.
Thank you.
You are here to tell us about a special cooking class for kids, right? What's going to be going on?
We're going to be making homemade ice cream from a few simple ingredients and having the kids make it by themselves and enjoy it.
And where is this going to be?
At the Columbia Public Library this Saturday from 2 to 3.
So the purpose of this event is what?
Well, we think the purpose is, you know, to allow kids to see that we're taking a simple ingredient such as milk and we're actually transforming it into ice cream so that they can see how, you know, food is made into
different dairy products. One bit of food and you turn it into something
else.
Exactly. Now, are you using milk, just whole milk, or are you using skim milk, or are you using heavy cream?
We're using 2% milk.
And you can make ice cream out of 2% milk?
Yes, with just a little bit of sugar and a little bit of vanilla extract and a little bit of fun work that the kids get to
right.
be hands-on and
right.
do themselves.
So you kind of we used to do that on Pepper and Friends with Mary Thompson many years ago.
Oh, yes.
We would make the ice cream, and you put it in like a baggie and put ice around it, and then the kids start squishing it,
mm-hmm.
and it turns into ice cream, doesn't it?
And we're using her recipe.
Oh, you're using Mary Thompson's recipe?
Yep. Nothing's changed.
That's nice. I remember, and it really tastes pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a soft-serve ice cream. So the kids will get to make it, and then they'll take the recipe home. Do you have that recipe here today?
Yes, we do.
Okay, if people listening, what do you do? How much milk?
Well, you're supposed to come to the library and find out.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
How do you do it? How much milk?
Well, we take half a cup of 2% milk,
okay.
And then after that, you're going to put in a tablespoon of sugar, a little bit less, depends how much of a sweet tooth you have.
Okay.
And then a fourth of a teaspoon vanilla, then ice cubes all around it, and then you shake it until it's
okay. So you put that in a baggie.
Correct.
In a plastic baggie, you seal it up,
mm-hmm.
then you put the ice in a bigger baggie, is that right?
Correct.
You seal it up and then you kind of
like shake it.
Don't you have to put any
around.
Salt in the ice?
You can if you want.
And it should be crushed ice, shouldn't it?
Well, we call for cubes, but crushed will work too.
Oh, okay. So you can just use cubes.
It needs to be cold. And
how long do you have to work it till it forms ice cream?
A couple minutes. So it depends how fast you're shaking it.
Okay. So if you want the kids to do this, come out to the library this Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From when to when?
From 2 to 3 in the friends room, which is just past the front desk when you walk in.
Do they have to register ahead of time?
We prefer it. We do take walk-ins if they're room. We can accommodate 30 people, and you can sign up by calling the Columbia Public Library or visiting the website, and
that's
where they have the phone number.
All right. Thank you, ladies. And I'm going to try that ice cream myself.
Good.
I'd forgotten the recipe. That's why I wanted it. Thank you. Now, we turn to my friend over here, Connie Shea. Good to have you here, Connie.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to be here.
Came here from Boonville and Fayette.
From Fayette, yes.
We were talking about Boonville yesterday. But you have a big event coming up on Labor Day weekend, right?
We do. We have our 11th annual Boone's Lake Folk Festival. Can you believe I've been coming over here for 10 years to talk to you about this?
You have, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah.
And it just seems to get bigger and better every year.
So this is, you call this a walk back in time.
A step back in time.
A step back in time.
Yeah. Okay, step back in time. It's because we hold it at the Boone's Lake State Historic, Salt Lake State Historic Site, which is where Daniel Boone's sons used to mine salt.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's a very unimproved park. It has no running water, no electricity. So it is very primitive. And we ask only for 19th century crafts, and we all dress in period dress. We have period music. It's we want to teach the kids that you can have fun without having to do the buttons.
The texting?
Yes. You turn off your electronics and you come out.
Do you ask them all to turn it off?
No, we don't. But you know, we have lots of things for the kids to do and lots for them to watch. They can watch them make barrels. They can watch a blacksmith. They watch the broom maker. They watch the spinner, the weavers. And they get so busy watching those, they forget they have buttons.
Yeah, they're about texting.
And we have all these old-fashioned kid games, you know, walking on stilts and spinning and taking the hoop down the sidewalk and things like that.
Yeah. And so many of the toys that I've still got.
You still have your wooden toys?
I do.
I still have
wooden toys that go back many years.
Yes, so do I.
So everything is set in the period.
You will not find modern crafts there at all. The weaver has a modern loom, and he does rag rugs, and the spinner or the knitter may have caps and things, but it's all a craft that would have been around in the late 19th century.
You're not using any electricity.
No electricity. None available.
So you're selling food?
Yes. We have a family that comes with a huge propane cooker, and we used to have buffalo.
Wait a minute. Now, wait. Did they have propane back then?
No, but we have to feed them. Because you're at least 10 miles from civilization, so we have to feed
them. Well, you are out there.
We're out in the country, and I always say it's a pretty little drive. You step back. That's where you're stepping back. You're getting away from everything, and there's no commercialism out there at all.
Okay, so you will have food.
We will have food, and we'll have cold
water.
Period
food?
Well, we started out with buffalo burgers, which was period food. But buffalo has gotten so expensive that we want to keep it priced reasonably enough the families can bring their whole family and kids and enjoy it and not, you know, really hit the pocketbook too hard.
Right.
So we have hamburgers, hot dogs, which may not be period, but they enjoy it.
Okay. Well,
and we have cold drinks and sodas and pickles on sticks and things like that.
All right. So the date is when?
Labor Day, September the 2nd, from 10 to 4.
So it is Labor Day, not that weekend.
Monday. It's just that Monday, one day only.
From 10 o'clock in the morning?
10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And how much does it cost?
Absolutely nothing.
It's free. How do you do it free?
I make a quilt every year, and we sell chances on it, and the money we make on the quilt is what pays. Not only that, we buy our crafters their lunch. We thank them for coming. So that's
And so you go on out there, have a good time, and spend a little bit of money with the crafters because that makes them want to come back.
Exactly.
Also.
We have some that have been with me all 11 years, and we have some brand new ones this year. We try to add something new every year to make it fresh and new.
Is there a phone number or a website they can go to?
Well, you know me. I'm part of the 19th century, so okay. I don't have a website.
Website.
But they can call me at 660-248-2011.
248-2011. No website because you're back in
actually, that. Boone's Lick Tourism, which is what sponsors the festival,
You
can go to theboonslicktourism.org.
Okay. Connie Shea, thank you so much
for coming. Thank you, Paul.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Oh, it's my pleasure. We're out of time for today. I want to remind you, there we are. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Moss. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.